The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And a reminder, you are listening to an encore presentation of We the People, originally aired on January 4th of this year. If you're listening on the East Coast in Philadelphia and South Jersey, you're hearing it for the first time. We have hour number two with special guest Diane Amble, and the high price of eggs and how we got there. This was a very prescient interview that was done earlier this year, and we invite you to enjoy the encore presentation, The Best of We the People, on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good afternoon. You are rejoining We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, because there is a ton of information on today's show page. Lots and lots and lots of information. We are talking with Diane Amble. We, I guess, kind of didn't really introduce you, Diane, so it's been an hour. Why don't you tell people... Why don't you give people a little information? I just always
details.
Say... Yeah, details. You know, Diane Amble, investigative reporter. There you go. That is all.
Well, I've just been an activist for farmers and animal producers since 2007 when I was awoken by that bill that they tried, the state legislature tried to force the sterilization of all cats and dogs in the state, and I woke up and said, what's going on here? And I've been active ever since. I'm president of an SPCA out of San Joaquin County. Been very active in rescuing animals and helping farmers, pet owners, etc. And I am a member of the Los Angeles Press Club. So I've been doing investigative reporting for decades.
Nice. See, and that's how we found out all this great information about the Humane Society of the United States. And so for those folks that missed the first hour, if you go back to the webpage, you'll find links to the shows we did with Diane back in 2012 about the Humane Society, which was great. Most people don't know. And just give our little disclaimer here at the beginning. The Humane Society of the United States spends about 1% of their money on anything having to do with actual dogs and cats, and your local Humane Society is not the same thing. So we're not bashing the local Humane Society. They do good work. Just this national organization that actually got busted for racketeering. Is this the first time, or is this just a long series, Diane? The most recent one?
Well, they've never paid the, I believe, this kind of price as what has happened. They've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, like in Hurricane Katrina. The attorney general in Louisiana said, what'd you do with all the millions of dollars that you fundraised? And they said, oh, let us build you a veterinary wing. Those animals that you think they rescued, from my knowledge, they were not rescued. They were actually destroyed. And so there are many people, witnesses, that tried to come forward on that. But again, the Feld Entertainment, which is Ringling Brothers, was able to take them on. The ordinary citizen cannot take on HSUS and their affiliates. They are just very well-heeled. They have a lot of money, millions of dollars in assets. People even leave their estate to them, which is ludicrous, thinking that they're going to help little puppies and kittens, and that's not what happens.
Holy cow.
So if you search HSUS, just a little... I just did a little experiment, and if you type in HSUS and the word racketeering, you'll get all sorts of good information. Okay, so Diane, before we dropped you unceremoniously there at the top of the hour when none of us were watching the clock, you were talking about Title 18 and how that affects this egg issue. Can you please line that out for us again, because I don't think most of us know that.
Well, obviously nobody knows this. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, and Congress put that in place during the World War because there were a bunch of racketeers that came forward trying to control the price of eggs and gouge the military, the U.S. military, during a war, World War. And so they said, well, we'll fix that, you racketeers, and they put it under Title 18 that you cannot control, regulate the price of eggs and chicken meat. because that's what the military needs. It's very critical. You know, we buy all these, you know, missiles and what have you and helicopters and planes, but hey, those men have to eat, and eggs are the number one thing that the military buys. So Congress doesn't seem to remember that. Our legislature doesn't go by the rule of law. They are ignoring Title 18, that they are basically racketeering and trying to monopolize, change the normal price of eggs would be, and they'll move on to chicken meat, dairy, cattle, beef, etc., pork. There's no stopping them. Once they get their foot in the door, that's why they fought that nationwide agreement that they had sort of extorted out of UEP, United Egg Producers. They said this will just roll into pork and then to dairy and then to cattle, and before you know it, we're all paying HSUS. So the other thing is that this violates the Commerce Clause. We're not supposed to be able to tell AB 1437 that Huffman put in place. We're not supposed to be able to tell other states how they grow, regulate, distribute, or transport their goods. So California has the audacity, along with HSUS, to say that other states have to do it a certain way. That is violation of the Commerce Clause. And do we hear anything from the DOJ? Crickets. Oh, yeah, I know. I'm so funny, aren't I?
Well, they get away with that same thing with the whole CARB deal, where they're trying to regulate out-of-state truckers to equip their vehicles with California smog emission controls, and they get away with that. Yeah, I'm surprised that somebody hasn't brought up that Title 18 and shut this whole thing down before it even got started.
Well, I discussed all this with the original attorneys for the chicken, the egg producers in the very beginning in 2007 when they were fighting, and they basically ignored me. We even ran a counter-initiative. I mean, we tried everything we could to stop it, but you have to have the big bucks behind you to really be effective. But, for instance, when this was beginning, eggs were like 77 cents a dozen. They're now up to $2.27 wholesale across the nation. I mean, this is going to hurt.
And now they're two, what are they now? Two something.
No, they're like 240, 250.
227 is wholesale price. Wholesale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So right now, if grocery stores are only selling a little bit of that, they're absorbing some of this. Remember that eggs and milk and what have you is, you know why they always put it in the back of the supermarket?
Yeah, so you got to walk through all the aisles before you get to it.
So they want to make sure you come in and buy that, and they'll have specials on this or that, because they've got to get you to walk through that store. So this is a staple for them to survive themselves. But just think about all the foods that will go up in price. McDonald's is a huge purchaser of eggs, and so is House of Pancakes. They buy a lot of eggs, and this is going to affect all of them. For instance, because they actually... House of Pancakes actually has like real shelled eggs. But again, who's going to be impacted? The rich? No. The big corporations? No. Who? The poor, the elderly, the senior citizens, the small business people. They're the ones that will be most impacted by this.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned McDonald's. I bet they've got to be a huge consumer of eggs. I know they're the number one pork consumer. They buy more pork than any other company in the country, and that kind of shocked me. But
no kidding.
So,
they may also be number one in the eggs.
I'll bet they're right up there.
What about powdered eggs? Someone in the chat room brought up powdered eggs.
It's not affected at all. So, again, that's what I said. How come I asked our legislature here in California out? It's on record, on film probably, and everything. I said, how come if this is about hen welfare, then why do those hens that produce liquid eggs, powdered eggs, all kinds of stuff, there is a huge list, like 50 different products, why aren't they being protected? That if they're not being protected, then this is not about welfare, animal welfare. It's not.
Mm. Imagine that. All these Agenda 21 items that are designed to move people into the cities to control their movement, their food, their money, their freedom. I mean, this basically becomes a liberty issue again.
And again, all you've got to say is, wow, what is Maurice Strong doing on HSUS's board of directors? Right there, that's all I needed to see to know really why they were doing what they were doing. When I realized that, I'm like, now I understand it. And people need to understand what Agenda 21 is. If you don't know what it is, you need to get an education really quick, particularly those of us that live in rural areas. They're trying to move us into cities. In fact, what I heard is that, for instance, California League of Cities, that is not it's an NGO. They tried to dissolve one of the Northern California counties, that is Trinity County. They tried to dissolve it so that it would be pushed into Humboldt and Shasta. And CSAC, which is, again, another NGO, fought it back and kept them from dissolving it. They want to stop us from having rural anything, whether it's timber, mining, ranching, farming, and what for? If you look at Trinity, where they tried to dissolve it, they're going to run a railroad from Redding to the coast and a road, what they call a bypass, all the way through Trinity to bring trucks the other way for the port that they have now dredged out for the big Chinese barges. We're being sold out to the Chinese. That's what's happening in Northern California. Nobody's paying attention. And those eggs, those liquid eggs and powdered eggs, they'll come in on those ships because there's no control of that. They can bring in as much as they want. This does not pertain to those kinds of eggs, so they can just ship them in. They can't bring in the shelled eggs because they won't make the trip. They won't be fresh. But those other eggs are frozen, so they can bring those in.
Wow.
So the Chinese will be supplying our demand. I'm sure of it. Have no worries. But you'll be eating frozen liquid eggs, which, by the way, are not the high quality with the freshness that shelled eggs are for the most part. And again, remember all the poisonings that happen with the stuff that comes in from China? I try not to have anything. I look on every label and everything
too.
I buy to make sure it's not Chinese.
Well, and we know, I mean, geez, those guys can't even make dog food. So on that happy note, we need to take a quick break here. We'll be back with Diane Amble. We'll be talking about the egg issue, Agenda 21, all that good stuff. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Get in the chat room. You can send us questions there. And be right back with you here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
Behind a chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers were flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the street enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield. And the further I go, the harder it gets to see. I say, yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65.
That would be what my dad used to call chicken pucky.
All right, who... Who is that?
John Anderson.
John Anderson.
Of course, Bill New. You and Bob. I'd be hard pressed to find music for the chicken show. Oh my gosh. Well, Diane, where should we go from here?
Well, I think we need to really look at. We talk about the welfare for hens. What about the welfare for human beings? Right now, the way that we produce eggs is the best that science has been able to develop. These farmers here in the United States really know what they're doing. Do you think that the farmers in China, for instance, are raising the hens like we do? No, they're not. But we'll be bringing their eggs in, most likely. And so when those hens are not in these cages, and I'm not saying that I have my hens are running out loose, okay? But we're very careful to the cleaner eggs that we gather up, and if we could find them, we can't find them all, but and to wash them and to be very careful in the handling and the cooking. But they know that there is more bacterial contamination like salmonella with your cage-free and your free-range chickens. Long ago, before 1940, almost all eggs were produced in people's backyards. There was not the farmers making a lot of eggs and selling them. Everybody had some hens. But then we had a lot of catastrophes happen with farming, and they began to get into eggs, producing eggs and chickens, and that was a good deal for farmers in America. But they've done lots of studies across the world, and there is more contamination when you don't have the chickens in the cages. So with salmonella, children and the elderly can actually die from salmonella. You and I will probably get a bad tummy ache, but they can actually die. And so what about them? Well, I guess they don't count. Those kind of people don't count. The mortality for chickens in free range is something is very high because you've got predation and you've got the disease out there. The cage-free chickens inside barns are less at risk. You know, nothing's going to get in there, no hawks or what have you, and less disease in there. But there was a high mortality until they started producing the chickens in buildings closed in, and then they went to the cages, and mortality for chickens went down to like single digit or 13%, very, very low. They tried to produce this in the most scientific way. Now, if these hens weren't happy, guess what? They won't lay eggs. But they're happy hens. They're doing everything they can to keep them happy and healthy, these farmers. In fact, one of the biggest farmers, egg producers in the United States said to me, if anyone can tell me how to produce more eggs by making hens happier in any way, shape, or manner, that person is hired right now on the spot. They're always looking to do a better job. And I really don't think anyone in the world does it like we are American farmers.
Well, I think that's where a lot of these guys really lose the argument. I mean, they say the same thing about the loggers. You know, they're cutting all the trees down and, you know, we're not going to have any trees left. Well, if that was true, there wouldn't be any trees. And why would they, decimate something that they need to continue their livelihood? They're going to take care of the land, and the same thing with the chicken farmers. I mean, if they don't take care of the chickens and make them happy, then they're not going to lay eggs. I mean, it's a ridiculous argument.
Well, I'll give an example. They actually have studies. I think it's from Norway or Scandinavia somewhere. The Dutch. They found that in the chickens that are outside, you know, pasture-fed or what you call range-free, they had high levels of dioxins, which is poison. Basically comes from things like chlorine and what have you. Dioxin was what Agent Orange was. It's everywhere because it's used in pesticides and what have you. They had high levels of dioxins in those chickens and in their eggs. So when you raise the chickens indoors or in the cages, you are lowering significantly the poison that's in those eggs and those chickens. Well, and when we eat those things, those dioxins are not water soluble. They're fat soluble and they stay in our body, in our fat cells. And so that's where they're lodged in us. We don't eliminate them in waste. It's a very interesting thing, dioxin. And it's, very bad for the development of children, your brains, the in your immune system, and even can make you sterile, dioxins. So there are so many levels of that. The way that we're raising birds and eggs in this country is really scientific, the best that we can do, and yet where we're going is in the wrong direction.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, if you control their food supply, you totally control the amount of minerals and everything else that are going into their eggs, and that makes total sense to keep them out of the bushes where all this stuff is in the ground. I mean, now we're going to, you think we'll get a higher level of that type of contaminant in our eggs if people start going to free range?
That's what the studies have shown, and I mean, so that's a reality. But there's that's the health side, and who cares about the welfare for humans? Let's go to the economic side. China produces 50% of all eggs in the world.
Wow.
We in the United States only produce 10%. So where do you think, when we have a shortage of eggs, really, where's it going to come from? HSUS and their people have made many trips to China. Back and forth. A lot of corporations go to China because that's where the money is. That's where the business is. So I find it highly suspect when they make it just for shelled eggs and not for all the other eggs. There's got to be something to that. Why they did not make this across the board.
Wow. Well, I think you're right when you said we're selling out to China. I just read the other day that our fabulous high-speed rail, there's no U.S. contractors that have bid on that job, only foreign contractors, which translates to China. That's who's going to build that. And look what happened to the Bay Bridge when we subbed that out to China. They found out that they used substandard bolts, and they have to go back and replace all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, the Chinese, you know, they cut corners. And does that really help our economy?
And not only that, but that Bay Bridge, it went over 600% over cost.
Big shock.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for what? Half a bridge. It wasn't even the whole bridge. It's a half a bridge.
Well, right. My guess is no American contractors are building on or bidding on the high-speed rail because they know that at the end of the day, it's never happening.
Well, the federal funding just got pulled on that, didn't it?
Yep. Yep, in the budget bill that everybody was freaked out about, one of the things was the federal money for high-cost rail was eliminated.
Haven't heard anything about that, though.
That was actually a good thing. Hey, one other thing, another article that you sent us that I have listed. Oh, I just made a change to the page as well. On the very bottom, I put a link to that YouTube video of that gal that goes berserk in a restaurant about her chicken named Snow. If you want to see animal rights activists at their best. That was a great one. I don't know how come I didn't think of that till just a few minutes ago. But just above that is an article about that says, are organic eggs safer or healthier? And at the end of the day, that article, after all of its information, and there's a ton of scientific information there. This isn't one of those opinion pieces. No, there's no advantage to organic eggs. Which I thought was interesting. There's no evidence that the cholesterol content of eggs is lower in organic than in regular eggs. And although the fatty acid profile may be more favorable, contamination with salmonella and other food poisoning is not consistently different between organic and regular, may be higher in organic. All commercial poultry, free-range, barn, or caged are fed diets free of antibiotics. Therefore, residues are unlikely to be different. It was amazing to read the conclusion on this.
Yeah, and I bet you China is on the cutting edge of the organic industry. I bet what we're going to get from them is going to be top shelf.
Top cage, actually.
Yeah, top cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we learned.
Is HSUS going to be inspecting China and their production? No, I don't think so.
They don't. Nobody inspects China. I mean, it just comes here, and then when there's a problem, then they go, you know, they do the recall and do a supposed investigation, but it's already here.
And it's all shock and awe at that point. They poisoned our dogs. We fed them dog food from China. Well, we did a program with a fisherman. He was an East Coast fisherman, actually, and we did that a couple of years ago, too. And he was telling us all about the seafood, the Asian seafood market, especially shrimp, are all raised underneath the chicken cages.
Yeah.
So that's where your free-range chickens are living, is hovering over your shrimp population that's on your way to the frozen food section.
Yeah, so when you check your labels, if it's any kind of seafood and it comes from Thailand or China or
a lot of your
Vietnam or
tilapia and all that,
you know what they're feeding them. And
they're eating chicken poo.
Yeah, it's the pucky again.
How many different ways can we say poo? Okay, that's a different story. Quick break, Bob. Look at that. We're only 3 minutes late. Maybe we'll get to the top of the hour and actually say goodbye to Diane on time and not just like cut her off like we did last hour. Hang with us. Join us online. You've got time to watch the chicken video at the bottom of the page, wethepeopleradio.us, here at KCNR 1460.
Okay, yeah. Tempo.
Here we go.
You wake my farm up, right on too. Let me tell you what you got to do. Wrap your arms, your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken.
The funky chicken?
Second spell. Then you put arms up above your face. Knees start wiggling all over the place. Clap your arm, your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken.
Mommy turned to daddy and she said, my dear, right out you will, because the end is near. Then she pulled out the gun. I saw the sparks. Messed up the suit that he bought from Marks, because she heard the voices from outer space. She heard the voices from outer space. She heard the voices from outer space.
Henhouse 5. Never trust a man with egg on his face? No?
That's not Henhouse 5.
I'm looking at your screen, and it's like a big, whatever that is.
We have a split screen here.
Oh, we have multiple
that's
screens.
That's Adam and the Ants, actually, that you're hearing now.
And what's it called? Never trust a man with egg on his face?
Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, what? So I guess we're going to hear that other one later. I thought maybe that was the theme song from the video that I posted.
It would have been good. They should put that on.
They should link that. Actually, that would be a good overdub on that video. Yeah, she goes berserk in the restaurant and talks about how she's talking about a girl. It's my girl. Her name is Snow. And you get to the end of the video and you realize it's about a chicken. It's like, wow, how touched are these people? So, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. The good part about Humane Society of the United States, I found an upside. The upside is that if they're involved, it's 100% bad every time.
Right.
Like if they're supporting a legislator that you have to vote for and you find out that they get contributions from HSUS, you can just vote no. You don't need to look any further.
Exactly. Right.
Because people aren't just a little bit involved with HSUS, are they?
No, they've actually sold their soul when they're involved with them, for sure. Can I read something from this article? It's called HOS, The Mob, and the Black Egg.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's asking me about RICO, or racketeering, what they call RICO. So it said, during Prop 2 campaign organization, California for Maine Farms, the Fair Political Practices Commission was advised that donations represented RICO activity and should be investigated by the Attorney General's office. That's what the Fair Political Practices Commission said, and they did refer it to Jerry Brown, who was our Attorney General at the time. It goes on to say, HSUS had found a way to bypass the campaign donation limitations by laundering the money through employees of HSUS and its associate member organizations, its affiliates. HSUS's 501c3, a nonprofit, loaned $500,000 to Door State Animal League, who they also control, to lobby Prop 2 in California. They used all that money for Prop 2. There was another company that they did it as well. A 501c3 organization is forbidden to loan or give money to 527 organizations, which are PACs, which is what that Humane California's for Maine Farms was a political action committee. The IRS did nothing. The Fair Political Practices Commission did nothing. When Jerry Brown's office was contacted, a senator's staff was asked why nothing was happening, and his response was, Jerry Brown is running for governor. He won't be making waves. So he looked the other way when basically the food was taken out of the mouths of Californians because he was running for governor. And on that subject, on New Year's Day, in Reading, a double flat of 60 eggs went from $8.99 to $14.99. And at Winco, it went from $7 to $10. When you take half the chickens, the hens out of production, what do you think is going to happen to the cost of eggs?
Yeah, it amazes me that people can't figure that out, you know, and they wait until it's on us before they do anything about it.
Well, how much press did this get back in the day?
Very little, really. They ran all these ads, the California's for Humane Farms ran all these, you know, and they showed cages from the South from probably, you know, 20 years ago. Nothing like what is utilized here in California. They showed all kinds of things that had nothing to do even with this whole prop. But, they, you know, the visuals, they flashed them on the screen, and people reacted emotionally rather than getting educated, because that's how a lot of people are. And therefore, they made the wrong decision at the ballot box.
It's like the video they were passing around where it showed a dairy farmer pushing around a dead cow with a tractor, and they said this is
with
how
a forklift.
It was a forklift. Yeah, this is how they treat their animals. You know, folks, the cow is dead. How do you move a 900 or 1,000 pound animal? I mean, you don't grab it by the leg and haul it off to the pit. You need a big piece of equipment.
Well, if they were dragging it, but could you imagine if they were dragging it?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, even if the cow is not dead, how do you move a 2,000 pound or 1,500 pound animal? How do you move one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'd like anybody to answer. If they're not walking, how do you move them?
That's right. That's right. And that's just cold hard facts, folks. I mean, farming is farming, and you know, there's times when you have to use machinery, especially when you're dealing with huge animals like that. I mean, it's no different than, you know, when you're out hunting and you kill an elk. You don't just throw it on the back of the horse. You got to chop it up into like four pieces just to move it. I mean, it's common sense.
And if they call them, again, not only are we going to pay the price, but these birds are paying the price. They interviewed in one of these articles up there on your site. They interviewed Jim Dean. He's of Centrum Valley Farms, and he said he had to cull the flock at his facility to 800,000 birds from 1.5 million to relieve crowding. Do you know what cull means? They had to kill them.
Yeah. Culling means, yeah.
At hen welfare, my, that is the state of the art for hen welfare. Let's just kill these birds, because now we say those other birds have to have more space. That's like saying we got to kill half the Jews so we can treat them better in the concentration camp. It's insanity.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
It is.
We brought up the Nazis.
Ding.
Well, you know, this really does go all the way back to there.
No, it does. I know. Sorry, I'm just joking. On I think it's Armstrong and Getty said, Bill said, every time they say anything having to do with Hitler or Nazis, they ring a bell. I was thinking we should do that too.
Who started veganism? Hitler did. The Nazis started this whole thing, and it's just never died. It's never gone away. He wasn't a vegan, but they started it and told people that you have to farm this way and you have to do this. And then they started taking people's dogs, animals. I mean, we're still in that era.
Because the animal rights guys, they don't want us to, they don't think we should own dogs and cats or any of that either, right?
They don't think that we should even eat. They don't think that we should even exist on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we've got recordings and everything of these high-level employees and directors in HSUS and their other, you know, affiliate organizations. It's a big umbrella with them all under it, saying that this is just the beginning. These egg farmers, I mean, they doubled the cages. Now they want to double that. And then they'll want them cage-free, and then they'll want them range-free. And before you know it, there isn't any profit. And that's what happened in Europe. No profit anymore. So they went out of business. And what happened? They had huge food shortages, and the price of food is through the roof in Europe. And we're just going right down. We don't bother to look over there. Do you ever see the news reporting on what's going on in Europe about food and the prices over there? No. We hear about riots maybe in Greece and what have you, but there we're talking about very basic things over there that are happening where they can't even afford to buy food in the European nations. And this is what they're driving us to this. They're not happy enough to destroy Europe. They want to destroy the United States. Again, Agenda 21, get rid of United Nations.
They've got, the Europeans have just got to be laughing up their sleeve or just shaking their heads when they see what goes on over here. Here we're the strongest nation in the world, well, we used to be, and we're falling for all this. It's just, it's crazy.
It is crazy. So when we come back, we've got to take one more quick break where I think we're going to maybe learn about the Hen House 5 people that I thought we were playing earlier. I'm just dying of curiosity. You should see the picture he's got on the web. It's like a rhinoceros twirling a record on his horn. Kind of fun. We will be right back with Diane through the top of the hour here. I like it already. WeThePeopleRadio.us, where all the fun begins. Just for the record, that isn't Bill. Oh, that was.
Baby, how I love your legs. Not as much as I love scrambled eggs. Oh, we should eat some scrambled eggs. Waffle fried. Oh, my darling, how I love your thighs. Not as much as I love waffle fries. Oh, have you tried your waffle fries? They are so damn good that they should be illegal. They're like regular fries, but they're shaped like a waffle.
No. Chicken, vegetarian, no chicken wings.
Oh, I forgot, it was actually
tofu wings. Oh, my baby, when I hear you sing, all I think about is tofu wings. Oh, did you bring the tofu wings?
Okay, who is that?
Okay, that deserves some explanation. That's Paul McCartney when he made an appearance on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. Beatles fans may or may not know Scrambled Eggs was the original placeholder name for McCartney's song Yesterday.
Really?
So that's why it was sung to the tune of Yesterday.
I'll be darned. A little,
oh,
little
look at that.
Music trivia there.
Music trivia that ties in with our topic. Oh, that's a home run, Bob.
They added a few new words to it when they sang it. That was earlier this year.
We just...
that was last year now.
We did just surpass the Prairie Dog Show. This was actually more instructive and had funnier music. Oh, my gosh. So, Diane, in the last 5 minutes or so of the depressing revelations about our future with eggs... But not surprisingly, the revelations about the animal rights community. What do you think people ought to do?
Well, they could actually call their legislators and say, hey, that bill that Huffman put in, you need to withdraw that so that at least we can get eggs that are affordable still for those that can't afford the La-Ti-Da eggs. I mean, basically what this has happened is that this... The elite crowd, the legislators and the corporations, you like to call them the let them eat cake crowd, they just kicked the poor in the belly is what happened with this 1-2 punch, Prop 2, then AB 1437 by Huffman. That's what just happened to us. And then they're trying to do the same across the nation. The Missouri Attorney General, he filed suit against California. Okay, that's ongoing for us violating the Interstate Commerce Clause that's under the U.S. Constitution. And he says California has placed restrictions on the sale or transfer of a commodity based on production methods that have nothing to do with the safety or health of California consumers. If California legislators are permitted to mandate the size of chicken coops on Missouri farms, they must just as well easily demand that Missouri soybeans be harvested by hand or that Missouri corn be transported by solar-powered trucks. And you know what? We're already doing that. When you mentioned cap and trade, those trucks that all our guys have to buy new trucks and all the counties have to sell their trucks that they use and upgrade. But Mexican truck drivers get to roll right over. They don't have to submit to our regulations. So what do you call that? I call that corruption.
Oh, it's
so they need to demand that this be withdrawn, and that there's an investigation into the racketeering of this and how it was even financed, because it was financed illegally according to California's campaign laws. And they need to do it now before we may not be able to even stop the killing of the chickens here in California. I mean, when they say that they have to double the size, that means half our chickens that are shelled egg layers are going to have to be destroyed. And it's probably already happened. We may even be too late.
Well, yeah, if they don't, the first inspection, they get the big fine for not having their chickens in a, large enough area.
And this all went into effect January 1, so.
Right, so they could be in violation or they're just shutting down. When they did this in Europe, it was Humane Society International, which is a subsidiary of Humane Society of the United States, that drove this into Europe when they did it in Europe. And then what happened? All the eggs came from India. And so we know that happened there. So where are our eggs coming from? They're not going to come from India. They're going to come from
China.
There you go.
Yeah.
We produce 5 billion eggs right now, we in California, from 20 million hens. So if we have to give them twice the space, I bet we're only going to have 10 million hens. So that we're going to be filling a lot of landfill with our 10 million hens.
Because we don't turn those into chickens.
Chicken fryers.
Those are different, right?
Those are different, and the problem is it would be good if they could turn them into dog food or what have you, but you have to have processing right in the bioregion that the chickens exist in. You have to have processing there, and we don't have dog food processing in every area that the chickens are produced. So it's a bio challenge, a biohazard challenge, but they'll just be wasted. They'll be landfill.
Nice.
And, very sad thing that's going on here, and our legislators don't have anything between their ears, in my opinion.
Well, it's one thing to import things from China, like, toys and clothes and, that sort of thing, but when you start importing our food from China and countries, not just China, I mean, there's a lot of other countries that we get foodstuffs, but when that starts, we don't have any control over how that food is produced, how it's raised, processed, none of that. And say what you want, but we don't have inspectors over there telling them how to do it.
And nor should we. But again, we know what happened in Europe. India filled in when all the small farmers collapsed, and China will be filling in as our small farmers collapse. And we'll be eating the Chinese eggs, and you won't even know it. You won't even be able to decide, because it'll be those frozen powdered eggs that are going to bakeries and prisons and schools. Your kids will be eating it. I
mm-hmm.
assure you, it'll be your kids eating those Chinese eggs.
Lovely. Uh-huh. All righty. Well, somebody just called in, so it's kind of become a joke. But for the last 2 hours, I never gave them the phone number. So you know what? If you don't go to the website, you're missing it all, because I put that right on the front page for you. Finally, after all this time, I realized that was missing. Diane, it has been fabulous.
Thank you for having me.
Yet
well,
again.
Thanks for coming on. That was a lot of super good information, and it's going to explain what's going to happen here in the very near future. With
in your grocery stores and in your restaurants.
Yep.
Thanks a million. Diane Amble, another fabulous program. Folks, Happy New Year to you, too. I guess we should throw that in there. That's our happy note for the day. Bob, you're wonderful. See you guys next week. WeThePeopleRadio.us. We'll have the archive here shortly.